Betsy Brown.
I'm here as a I'm a cottage owner up in Lubeck, right on the wonderful Johnson Bay, looking out over towards Lubeck and Eastport. Coincidentally, I also am a marine ecologist, have my doctoral in that. I'm retired, though, happily, so I get to do things like come here. And so I put that I was opposed to this bill primarily because of the repeal statement in it, and I don't think it should, that the Copscoop Bag Management Plan should be repealed until a better, as equally strong or better plan is in place. That said, I certainly appreciate the efforts to try and find some sort of management of rockweed, Ascophyllum, around the state. And I have a few questions just listening today to both sides of the argument that I would hope would be considered. When the discussion came up with the commissioner about the current state of the economy of rockweed harvest and how much money it's bringing in, my thought was, okay, but how much money are we losing in winkle income, in fisheries protection for the juveniles, and those kinds of things? And if the committee is going to have a management plan, they need to think of both the pluses, which are very important, obviously, to many, many people, but also what are the negative aspects economically. That's one of my thoughts. I'm also very concerned about enforcement. I think that there probably, it can't be helped. There's probably been some misuse of the cutting, and it's bound to happen, but we need to have the resources put behind a management plan for proper enforcement. So that's another thought that came to me today. I think that it's very interesting that Dr. Beal talked about the regeneration of Ascophyllum nodosum, that within a year it's back to its full productivity. I think that's wonderful. The question is, will it be cut more frequently? How do you control the frequency of cutting within any particular place, particularly if you project that there will be more cutters in the future, and who manages what cutters cut where? So I'm concerned about that, and I think that perhaps multiple cuttings in one area could make a difference. I'm not sure we know that 16 inches is adequate. I don't think we have the science yet to stand behind that. And I think that we may be cutting too much or not enough of the canopy. I would like to know more about that. And so the last point that I would make, I would strongly urge that you consider doing what the Canadians did and not have mechanical harvesting for all the reasons that have been presented. That's all I have to say. Any questions?
Thank you very much. Any questions from the committee?